Peoria Public Schools will roll out a mass COVID-19 testing regimen for students and staff returning to in-person learning next spring. It's funded by two private donations.
I think it's important for kids to get back into some type of normalcy with life and social interaction.
That's Richwoods alum and Redditus Labs CEO, Dr. Aaron Rossi. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Thursday, November 19th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. East Peoria Mayor John Call says the Tier 3 mitigations going into effect tomorrow will not impact plans for the city's Festival of Lights Parade. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter reports.
In East Peoria, the Festival of Lights will still shine brightly this weekend.
And I'm here to tell you the Festival of Lights, which will be our 36th annual parade, will go on as scheduled Saturday night.
The mayor says he believes the annual holiday event can still happen safely.
It's a 2.5 mile route, so there's plenty of room for everybody to space out and have something bright and something to look forward to.
Other communities are taking another approach. Chillicothe canceled its drive-through Christmas parade this weekend after the governor announced the new restrictions. But Call says volunteers have worked on the parade plans all year, and East Peoria's event will still go on as scheduled.
We have something for you to look forward to Saturday night, and I hope to see everybody out.
For more information, visit WCBU.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Six new COVID-19 related deaths since Tuesday have pushed the Tri-County area's death toll to 200 since the start of the pandemic. Health officials report a single-day record increase of 413 new COVID-19 cases, bringing the region's total to 13,974. The Peoria Riverfront Museum is receiving $750,000 to make upgrades to the Dome Planetarium. The grant is part of $22.8 million in funding distributed to public museums across the state as part of the Rebuild Illinois Capital Program. Heartland Health Services is commending Governor J.B. Pritzker's new COVID-19 restrictions. With an exponential increase in the number of new cases regionally, Heartland Health says the actions are needed to prevent devastating consequences. And Ameren, Illinois is suspending utility disconnections through the winter months as temperatures dip and COVID-19 cases skyrocket across the state. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Matching donations from former Caterpillar CEO Bob Gilmore's foundation and Redditus Labs CEO Aaron Rossi will fund large-scale COVID-19 testing for Peoria Public Schools students and staff next spring. Tim Shelley recently spoke with Rossi, a Richwoods graduate, about his motivations and how the testing regimen will work to get more students back in school.
Just doing what I can to get back to the community and get the kids back into school where I think they need to be. I have kids myself, and remote learning is, I don't think, ideal for many kids in many situations, especially with working parents. I'm trying to find childcare and who's going to help with their kids and follow curriculums and stuff they've never done before. And, I think it's important for kids to get back into some type of normalcy with life and social interaction and everything else where they can be around their friends and stuff. So, big desire to do that there. Also was an athlete myself, and I know a lot of kids want to get back to sports and those types of things as well. I think it's very influential in my life and athletics. Played collegiate high school soccer and collegiate soccer. So really helped shape the person I am as well to this day. So, just trying to make sure that I can do what I can.
If we can talk a little bit about the rapid testing that will be at Peoria Public Schools specifically, is that the University of Illinois test? And if you can describe a little bit about how that works.
Sure. It is not the University of Illinois test. This is actually the PCR, polymerase chain reaction testing, which is the gold standard for detecting COVID-19. The rapid test is misused in a sense of people think rapid as a point of care, 15 minutes, that's not an actual diagnostic test. That's a screening tool. and this is the real test. The test turnaround time is all dependent on volume of the lab, so we're able to turn these things around in less than 24 hours for the district to make sure they get the results back. So we prioritize their tests, and they're calling them rapid just because we're able to turn them around very quickly, so within hours. So
got it. So if you could just talk a little bit about, what's the volume you're expecting from the district?
We'll be doing roughly, 200 to 300 tests a day for the allocated individuals that are selected to be tested by the district. So there'll be a window and when we're there, and then during their lunch hour, the students will be testing, but we've already started testing. We started this week, actually. We tested some individuals that they have their special needs kids potentially back already, along with faculty. So we kicked things off, but they're planning to bring all the kids back. The goal is January. We'll see kind of how things kind of wiggle out here with all this outbreak stuff going on, but that's the plan as of now.
I mean, what have you learned, or what have you taken away, both personally and as a company, regarding COVID-19 testing over this time?
I think early on we were, the buzzword was antibody test, then it moved to antigen test, then it moved to saliva. Now it's the talk of the vaccines, and at the end of the day, I've told all my clients, I got nervous when I saw the outbreaks in the summertime. The way that they were, which was extremely concerning, because when you see that happen in the summer, I was worried about what was going to, what was to come in the winter. And as you can see, our positivity rate in our labs up to 16.5%. It was 4 to 5% in, early June, July. So theoretically, almost tripled.
That was Tim Shelley's interview with Reditus Labs CEO Aaron Rossi. For more of their conversation, go to WCBU.org. Before we let you go, the Peoria Area Chamber of Commerce will celebrate its 45th annual Community Thanksgiving Luncheon sponsored by Caterpillar Inc. today at noon. Lunch is not provided, but attendees are encouraged to arrange takeout or delivery from chamber member restaurants, a list of which can be found on the Peoria Area Chamber of Commerce website. This virtual event begins at noon, and attendees are encouraged to log on at 11:45 a.m. This event will look back on 2020 and celebrate Peoria's perseverance in the spirit of the holiday. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.